Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Don't be so quick to walk away. This people want to work your money. Be safe.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. I guess there may be a theme coming up today. It certainly is Justin Timberlake's day.
Well, I'll tell you what. As soon as I found out I was going to go see Justin Timberlake in concert last night, one of the first people I called was Charlie.
Right.
I was so excited. And so Charlie had a little heads up for the theme for today. And I'll tell you what. It's just fun to have a friend that I could pick up the phone and call and I knew would be excited. Don't you wish that you had a way to establish just more meaningful relationships as we grow older?
Even one would be nice.
Well, you know, as for kids, you know, we play with the neighborhood kids. You've got right. your friends in the classroom, and you know, and you just kind of have friends around you. As we get older, you know, geographically, if they move out of the neighborhood, you move away.
Right.
I think it's just different to have those meaningful relationships. Strong, trusting friendships, though, are crucial to our sense of peace, our happiness, and well-being, according to our next guest, Donna Hetzler. She's a speaker, women's mentor, and author of the new book, Walls of a Warrior, Conquering the Fears of Our Hearts. Donna, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hey, Angel and Eric. Thank you for having me. I have this visual now of Eric standing at the bus stop dancing to Justin Timberlake.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Donna, let's talk about this. The removing of walls in any relationship. I guess I came from, and truth be told, I come from a broken marriage, but the word boundaries became a weapon because they protect us from pain.
Yes.
So you want us to knock those things down?
I do. Actually, a lot of us believe that putting up walls is going to protect us from pain, but it's just the opposite. Actually, putting up walls doesn't make you any more safer. It just is a mirage, if you will. So it'll make you feel safer. But if you have walls, you're still going to get hurt, even hiding behind those walls.
Interesting, interesting. And yet we think that that's what we have to people around us, that they're just no good for us.
True.
Donna, and I think, you know, trying to build, can you build a meaningful relationship with somebody that you've originally put up a wall against?
Potentially. We really have to be discerning in our relationships, and we have to kind of guard our health in a healthy way, guard our heart in a healthy way, if you will. So some people are not worthy of our hearts, and we need to identify that. So in my book, I talk about moving forward with people who are trustworthy, and the reality is, even when you move forward with some people, you still might get hurt. There is a risk involved, and so you have to evaluate that risk and say, is it worth doing? Or do I stay here and not move forward in relationship? Mm. But we were created to be in relationship, so when we isolate from each other, we're not living out our design, if you will.
Sure. Do you always know, like, sometimes I think we don't even realize we've put up a wall. It's just kind of this safety mechanism, this defense mechanism. How do you identify and be sure that you've actually put up a wall?
Oh, just ask me.
What? That's a great question, Angel. It really is. And that was one of the most difficult things for me to do, because I got into this thinking that I was going to help all these people with their walls. And what I realized as I journeyed through the book is that I indeed have walls. And so let me give you three things that we need to do to begin to identify our walls. And the first one is to go to a trusted friend or a mentor, somebody that you really know and who knows you.
Told you.
And they can pull that out of you, and they can see things in you that sometimes you can't see. And then secondly, spend some time in self-examination. Make a list. You guys wrote books about lists, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really important to make a list, and when you write things down, they become more real. And a lot of the times, we know more about ourselves than we want to admit. So making that list is important. And then spending some time in prayer and meditation and really taking that time to see what is being spoken to you about what walls you actually have. So those are three important things that you can do to begin the process.
Right, and boy, you know, I think each one of those is critical. And I was being facetious about just ask me, but when you talk about a trusted confidant, somebody that you can, you know and respect and is not going to hurt you, with meaningful feedback, I think that's an important piece. Now, Donna, let's talk about arming ourselves with words of inspiration. You know, we can talk about the walls, and that's a defense mechanism, some healthy, some otherwise, but then we got to go on the offense at one point or another, and this is where the words of inspiration come in, right?
It certainly does, Eric. Powerful words will help when you need positive reinforcement or reassurance. And when the way looks scary, what you can do is write down quotes, Bible verses, or other inspiration that has great meaning to you. And not just memorize it, but really write it on your heart. Because when we come to a point of crisis in our life, we have two options. We can be fearful, terrified, or we can be peaceful. And so when we call on these inspiration and scriptures and things that really bring us comfort, when we call on those, we'll find ourselves heading towards the peaceful side, which helps us deal with the circumstance a lot better than panic mode.
So, Donna, do you think that we're a little jaded? Because if you look at my Facebook page, I have lots and lots and lots of friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we think, okay, well, we're having these, you know, meaningful relationships because I'm connected. I'm following, you know, their kids growing up. I'm following their posts. I feel like I am connected to them. Is that all artificial, or is there some value in the social media Facebook trends?
Well, you know, we are so social media driven, and we're kind of to the point where we're isolating because we find ourselves in Facebook and Twitter and, you know, on the computer searching for things. And so we find ourselves pulling back and isolating. So in reality, you know, having a lot of the quote unquote friends is not really friendship as I define in the book. And real friendship is doing life together. That means connecting, talking, sharing your stories. You know, there is great healing when we share our stories with each other. And there's so many people out there who just are dying for that story, who go, oh, you too are experiencing this, you know? And so we're not connecting in that way when we are doing social media. It's really that one-on-one that is so life-giving to us.
Well, I agree. The book is called Walls of Warriors, and Donna Hetzler is the author. Donna, where can we get a copy?
You can go to my website at wallsofawarrior.com. It's also at Barnes & Noble, Tattered Cover, Amazon.com, and fine Christian bookstores.
I love it. I love it. Well, it is so meaningful to connect with people on a real level, and we do tend to put up those walls based on old experiences. And when we meet new people, it's really not their fault that we've got all those barriers, and we just kind of shut ourselves off. So, Donna, love what you're out there doing, you know, kind of campaigning for people to actually build real relationships.
Right.
Yes. Donna Hetzler, again, the name of the book is Walls of a Warrior?
Yes, that is correct. Conquering the fears of our hearts. We all have fears. We've got to conquer them.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Folks, when we return, business tips and insights coming up next on the Experience Pros Radio Network.